Blackstone Audio presents Cleaning Nabokov's House by Leslie Daniels. For Mary Brett Daniels and Neil Daniels. The Blue Pot. I knew I could stay in this town when I found the blue enamel pot floating in the lake. The pot led me to the house. The house led me to the book. The book to the lawyer. The lawyer to the whorehouse. The whorehouse to science, and from science, I joined the world. I found the blue pot on a Sunday afternoon right after my children left me to go back to their father. He and I had split apart, and I was trying to become accustomed to living without my son and daughter, without going crazy. Whenever they left me for him, sometimes crying, sometimes not, I felt I had to rush somewhere. But I had nowhere I needed to go and no money to spend once I got there. I would go without thinking because thinking hurt. I would go hoping to get lost, but the town was so small I would simply end up near where I'd started. On this particular Sunday in the fall nearly a year ago, I kissed Sam and Darcy goodbye, no one crying, and tried not to hate the ex-person for taking them. Failed. Turned away to walk on the windy jogging path beside the lake, where no one would see my face as it crumpled. Towns install jogging paths as their median level of obesity reaches critical. My dear cousin the scientist told me this. There's a high correlation between towns with jogging paths and elevated kindergarten onset rates of type 2 diabetes. I was thinking about my cousin, wondering whether he would have screwed up his life as badly as I had mine if he had lived to be my age, 39 and 7/12.